First, the FDA says no industrial chemicals in infant formula allowed. Now it says, well, a little is okay. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Chinese infant formula has been contaminated with melamine and related chemicals. 4 babies died. Tens of thousands got sick in China. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said at the time no level of melamine or its related chemicals is acceptable in infant formula. Then the FDA started secretly testing infant formula made in the U.S., and it found traces of melamine or a related chemical, cyanuric acid, in Nestle's Good Start formula and Mead Johnson's Enfamil. Suddenly, the FDA decided, you know, 1 part per million of melamine is safe in infant formula. Lisa Madigan is the attorney general for the state of Illinois.
It's hard to imagine there's any level of this chemical that is appropriate, similar to what they said initially.
So what do you want the FDA to do?
We have directly asked them to make sure these formulas are recalled, as well as to make sure that people across the country are aware of the problem.
The U.S. FDA says the infant formulas are safe and that the level of contamination in the U.S. products is more than 10,000 times lower than the levels of melamine reported in the Chinese formulas. This is the Environment Report. Well, a lot of people of a lot of faiths are scrambling around looking for gifts during the holiday shopping season. For Christians, this season is a celebration of Jesus. Evangelical Christians are seeing an environmental movement within their membership. Reverend Richard Sizek is the vice president of the National Association of Evangelicals and a leader in what he calls creation care.
We say creation care because, first of all, we believe the earth was created. And second of all, we know from God's word in Genesis that we're to care and protect it. So we call it creation care.
Well, you mentioned Genesis. I was reading a passage, and this is from the American King James Version. It says, "Have dominion over the fish in the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves the earth." Many Christians have interpreted dominion to mean something other than stewardship of the earth. What do you think it means?
If you simply exercise dominion, which has been interpreted over the years by some simply to mean running roughshod over all that we've been given in the way of natural resources and the rest, then you've got a mixed up version of what the Bible teaches. And let's be honest, millions upon millions of evangelicals have been blind to what the Bible itself teaches. We know that. I've been around the country at our evangelical universities and colleges always asking, have you ever had one sermon on the subject? Invariably, the answer is no. Never one sermon.
I wonder if there's a difference between the environmental views of younger Christians and older Christians.
Oh, most assuredly. While it's true these younger evangelicals have not had the teachings they should have had in their churches and the rest, they know this is true. Not just that we are to care for the earth as God intended, but they also know that we've degraded it, that we've abused it, and violated what God has given us, and they are willing to make the changes.
Reverend Sizek, I just suspect you're a controversial figure among the evangelicals.
Well, some people, it's true. They wanted to take my job away. They said, fire this guy, get rid of him. And the board and others have said, hey, hold on, this is biblical, and they've supported me. So I'm still in my position. I say, every day's a new day, though.
Reverend Richard Sizek is a vice president for governmental affairs of the National Association of Evangelicals. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.